deadly blast hits Yemen's Aden as new government arrives, and Neymar is in a bit of a pickle over an alleged New Year's bash. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Thursday, December 31st. We begin in the UK, where a Brexit deal with the EU has been granted the royal assent by the Queen and support by Britain's Parliament. The deal, which is now enshrined in British law, comes into effect at 11 p.m. London time on the 31st, when the UK finally leaves the EU's single market. The deal delivers control over UK law, money and borders and trade deals, but business and travel with Europe will involve more red tape. Explosions have hit an airport in Yemen's southern city of Aden as the newly formed government arrived from Saudi Arabia. At least 26 people were killed and more than 100 injured in the blast that occurred as hundreds gathered at the airport to greet the delegation. The cabinet members were unharmed and taken to the city's presidential palace. Iran has announced that it will pay $150,000 to each family of those killed in the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane on January 8th. Kiev called the move unacceptable, arguing the compensation amount should be the subject of negotiations. Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran, killing all 176 people aboard. Tehran admitted 3 days later that its forces mistakenly shot down the Kiev-bound plane after firing two missiles amid US-Iran tensions. Argentina's Senate has passed a bill legalizing elective abortion after a marathon 12-hour session, clearing its final hurdle to become law. Abortion will now be legal up to the 14th week of pregnancy and will be legal after the period in cases of rape or danger to the mother's life. Argentina is the largest Latin American country to legalize abortion in a region where the Catholic Church has held cultural and political sway for centuries. And finally, football star Neymar is in hot water over reports that he's organising a New Year's Eve party at his Brazilian home despite the coronavirus pandemic. Brazilian prosecutors are investigating the claims and asked Neymar to clarify any health measures in place and the number of guests. Sources close to the striker said he was not planning on hosting a party at his pad near Rio de Janeiro. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. We wish you all a safe and happy New Year.